First, start with your introduction, please.
I'm Professor Sia Babu, working as a professor emeritus at the Center for Environmental Management of Degraded Ecosystems, University of Delhi.
Right.
I look after the project. In charge of the biodiversity parks program of DDA. I also look after the, other projects undertaken by the Center for Environmental Management of the Degraded Ecosystem.
Right, sir.
Okay. All right.
Thank you. And I'll start with the questions then.
Tell me.
So the first question being, what have been the achievements in cleaning the river Ganga in previous 5 to 10 years? What have been those achievements?
Not much has been done.
Yes, sir.
Although substantial money has been spent, that is at the tune of 20,000 crores. But a number of STPs have been set up, particularly to treat the sewage coming from the cities that are located along the River Ganga.
Right, sir.
And some of the STPs are functioning, but still the installed capacity is much lower than the amount of sewage that is generated. And the problem is the STPs are meant for treatment of domestic sewage, but our sewage and not only our drains not only carry the municipal sewage, but also industrial effluents. So therefore, it is becoming very, very difficult to, even if we have a very efficient and STPs, to get the our sewage treated before entering into River Ganga. So, although in some stretches, according to CPCB, there's an improvement in the quality of water in terms of BOD, in terms of COD, total dissolved solids, and dissolved oxygen. But in some stretches, still the Ganga is not clean. A lot of money has been spent on the restoration of the ghats. Now, that money should have gone in the rejuvenation of the river rather than the restoration of the ghats. And restoration of ghats does not include the cleaning aspect of the river. That I'm a little bit concerned with that. When you restore the ghats in a way that reduce the pollution load of the Ganga, that should have been much better. But I do not know whether the restoration of the ghats includes the pollution management of the Ganga at the ghats. Okay?
Right, sir. So you also mentioned that right now in your insight, you mentioned that there are cities on the stretches of River Ganga which have been polluting Ganga more than any other cities. And we could point them out specifically to Kanpur. And Kanpur was one of those first cities where Ganga Action Plan was implemented. However,
we know
that the Ganga Action Plan failed and therefore we wanted NMCG. What were the success criteria of Ganga Action Plan and was it achieved in Kanpur?
No, I think, let me tell you, that Kanauj, there's one place.
Yes, sir.
And up to that, the river has some sold a life, some life. But in terms of reduction, the VOD, COD, and then the polyform densities and so on. But after that, again, the river has gone back to its original state. Take one example, I must tell you. There is one Kali River.
Yes, sir.
Which is a tributary and discharges its effluent into what you call at Kanoj in Ganga.
Right, sir.
All right?
Yes,
sir. And now that carries, that is a river, mind it.
Yes.
It is converted into not only a sewer, but also a major industrial effluent.
Right, sir.
I went there and I've seen myself.
Right, sir.
Now, it just a rough image and dark colored industrial effluent from the sugar mills and many other factories that all along this. And domestic sewage. And then luckily I understand before it passed into Ganga, there is another small canal, escape canal, Ganga escape canal. That water comes there and digests it. But still, it carries a huge amount of what you call pollutants, industrial pollutants.
Right, sir. And this all
happens. So therefore, downstream of Kanoj, that is your Kanpur and others, it is also like this Kanpur. I am not sure what is the scenario. But I think near Kanpur, Ganga is not as clean as. Similarly, in Patna.
Right, sir.
The Patna stretch also is not clean.
Right, sir.
In fact, there is a high coliform density in Patna, according to CBCB.
Right, sir. And
all right.
When, if this is a hypothesis that River Ganga is clean, let's say by tomorrow, if it is completely clean, what would be the huge psychological and economic benefit or impact on the people who've been living next to River Ganga?
See, let me also tell you. If people understand that rivers have a life and we should treat rivers as a living systems.
Yes, sir.
And rivers provide a range of ecological services which are essential for the human being to survive. We can